Do you long to embody mindfulness and compassion in your parenting life? Yeah, me too. Welcome to Mindfully Parenting Atypical Kids. Let's go on this journey together. The self-compassion process called RAIN is the one practice where my underlying feelings and needs feel safe enough to show themselves. I coax them gently to the surface, and rather than trying to dispose of them, I engage them in a relationship, in a dialogue. I ask, what do you need? So try it with me. Start with one feeling that you'd rather ignore, something that you're trying not to feel, but don't make it too triggering. So pick a feeling that is within the range that you're willing to work with. And then get yourself comfortable physically. Long spine. Conscious breath. Name the feeling. You might actually whisper it or say it out loud. As parents, we often judge ourselves for feeling frustrated or disappointed with our kids. So what if we dropped the denial and trusted that whatever's arising, no matter how painful, can serve our growth? Whatever is arising is deserving of our compassion. Simply name the feeling. As a parent, I know I sometimes jump headfirst into problem solving. And sometimes I do this as a way to make my big feelings go away. Like if I can just fix everything, resolve the conflict, I don't have to look at my internal process. And I'm definitely not saying to be complacent, but to simply hit pause. Take a little space from whatever's happening. Allow yourself to be vulnerable and accept the truth of the moment without resistance. So we've named the feeling. We've allowed the feeling to be here. And now we'll investigate. Discover more about this feeling. Be curious and listen fully. You might ask, where am I feeling this in my body? And then you can take a hand to where you most feel it. You might be asking, how old is this emotion? This is a poignant one for me. I find that as I'm raising my kid, my childhood memories come up of when he was that age. So don't be too surprised if that happens. Ask the place within you that's most vulnerable, what do you need to hear right now? And this leads us to the nurture stage. Give the kindness that this part of you most needs in order to feel held. Imagine if your child were feeling this way. What comfort would you give to them? What would you say to them? It might be very simple. Again, not trying to fix, but I understand. It's okay. It's not your fault.
Simply, I hear you. And allow yourself to receive these words from your most loving self. So you're offering and you're also receiving this care, this nurturing. Finally, saturate, soak up the feeling of being all right with what is. What would your life be like if you saw your intrinsic value? How can you just sit with that feeling, with love, receiving love, giving love?
Thank you for joining Mindfully Parenting Atypical Kids. I really appreciate you walking alongside me.